We are beginning tonight's shiur in Siman Yud Gimel. We are in the middle of Sif Gimel. I want to just review from the beginning of Sif Gimel. We're on page, the bottom of 48. The Mechaber says, and we did this last night, we'll pick up in the Mishnah Berurah in the Ramah, but we'll read the Mechaber again. Im nodalo b'Shabbos k'shu b'Karmelis, if a person realized on Shabbos while he was walking in a Karmelis, sha'talos sha'olov pasul, that the talus that he was wearing is pasul. Lo yisirenu me'alov ad shi'agir l'beiso. He does not need to remove it from himself until he gets to his house. The gadol kavod abrios. Because of the greatness of kavod abrios, that it would be very embarrassing to take off his clothes in the middle of the Karmelis. And therefore, even though there are two possible problems here, as the Mishnah Berurah told us yesterday, number one is he's wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis, which is really a daraisa, but since it's Shabbos and you can't make the tzitzis, the Mishnah Berurah explained it's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. And number two is that you are carrying in a Karmelis, which is an Issa d'Rabbanan. But since we're only involving Issa d'Rabbanan over here, the Mechaber Paskins, Kavod Abrios overrides it, and you do not need to take off your garment, and you can continue walking until you get to your house. We had one Mishnah Berurah that we had left, which is the bottom one on page 48, Sifkoton Yud. We said if you were walking in the Karmelis and you realize that the talus that you're wearing is pasul, rotzalomer, it means to say, bein shin nisak lo gam karen atalus venasis bas shalosh, whether the way the talus became not good is because one of the corners got cut off and now it's no longer a four-cornered garment, it's only a three-cornered garment, ubein shin nisak lo achas mitzitzios levad, or whether it was only a matter of the tzitzis falling off on one of the corners, even if it was already puzzled from the time he left his house, since when he put it on, he didn't realize it, we do not find him, because great is covered abrios, here he has a very important point. It's like when the last words of page 48 in the Mishnah Berurah, even a talus gadol that we have nowadays, that it's not actually our clothing that we're wearing as our only garments, but we wear it over our clothing, and our minhag is not to wear it all day, but rather only to wear it during tefillah l'shem mitzvah, v'leka bizui b'hasaraso, and it wouldn't be embarrassing to take off your talus, which is over your clothing, still, gam kein ein tzarach l'asiro, says the Mishnah Berurah, you also would not have to remove it, the lo plug rabbanon me talus l'talus, because the rabbanon would amachad between one talus and another talus. So in the olden days, the talus was their garment, that was their clothes, to take it off would be embarrassing. So nowadays also, even though it's not embarrassing, it's just one of the over all the other clothing, so taking it off wouldn't be at all embarrassing in terms of that. Still, it's okay to leave it on Shabbos when the tzitzis are pasul, because the rabbanon would not machalik bein talus l'talus. And then he ends off the Mishnah Berurah on the top of page Chof Hei, v'agonar b'kiv eger b'chidushon b'faktek v'zeh. B'kiv eger takes issue with this, and in note 15 he explains what B'kiv eger's tzad is, a very strong tzad. He writes like this, V'tamo, his reason is, shekevan shechazalu nimnu v'gomru lahatir lelech im talus b'karmos b'lo tzitzis. It's not like Chazal made some kind of vote and some kind of rule that it's mutter to walk in a karmos with a four-quarter garment without tzitzis, in which case it would make sense to say lo plug. Elorak omru b'dera klal, they rather have a general rule, shekavad abrios doche lo sase d'rabonon, that kavad abrios overrides lo sase d'rabonon. Im keim et haliso shalonu she'en genai b'hasaroson, if so, our talis, which is not kavad abrios, take it off, it's not a problem to take it off, ein heter l'lovshon, there is no heter to wear it, v'lo shayach lomar b'tzir kazel lo plug rabonon, it's not shad to say lo plug over here. Lo plug would be if there was a din that you could walk in a Karmelis with a garment without tzitzis, so that wouldn't matter why you have the garment, if it's embarrassing, not embarrassing. But here, it's not. That's not how it's working. The way it's working is kavod abrios overrides a lav de rabbanon. But that's only if it's kavod abrios. If kavod abrios doesn't apply, it doesn't apply. And therefore, with our talis, Rav Eger says, you would not be able to keep it on. You would have to take it off because there is no lacking in kavod abrios by taking off a talis nowadays. And now we'll pick up in the Ramah on page Chof Hei. So after the Mechaber says that you're walking in a Karmelis and you realize your talis are pasul, you shouldn't take it off because of kavod abrios, the Ramah adds on and says, V'afilu talus katon shetachas begodov ein tzarech lifshot. It's the same thing applies to your talus katon, your tzitzis that are under your garments. You also do not have to take it off. And if you look in the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katon Yud Aleph, he writes, Delo minkura milsa achakachim huholeh b'li talas katan. The reason you might think talas katan we should be more machmir is because you can't tell the difference. Once it's off, it's off. You can't tell the guy's not wearing it or not. So therefore, it wouldn't be an inyan in kavod abrios. Mikol makom hapshitahu ganai bioser. However, says the Mishabura, the taking off itself is embarrassing. You got to take off your shirt, to take off everything until you get the tzitzis, and therefore that would be the gnai. And therefore, the Rama says that not only the talas gadol, but even the talas katan, which is under your garments, you do not have to take it off. Says the Rama Vayter at the end of the first line, v'hu adin im nifsak echad min atzitzios umisbayesh leishev belo talas. And so too, if one of the tzitzis, one of the corners, the tzitzis rip off, and you're embarrassed to sit without a talis, the yuchal lovsho below bracha mikoa chavar abrios. So even a person who's in shul and his tzitzis become puzzle, and he's embarrassed to sit in shul with everyone there, and he's the only one not wearing a talis, so he's allowed to keep it on or put it on, as we'll see, because of koach chavar abrios. And then the Rama ends off and says, and this is a key line that we'll go into: v'dafka b'shabbos. All this is specifically on Shabbos, the Aser Lasso Tzitzis, because you can't fix and make Tzitzis on Shabbos. Aval b'chol ki agav na Aser. But during the week, so you have no heter to keep it on, just fix the Tzitzis and put your talis on. On Shabbos, you can't fix it, so you have no other Eitzah, so you're allowed to leave it on because of Kavod Abrios. If it's during the week, take it off and fix it. Do what you have to do. So let's see the Mishnah Berurah with all the details over here. We'll start with Sivkaton Yud Beis. We said in the Ramah, the same thing applies if one of the tzitzios got ripped off, pirish. Bein shebolo beis akneses v'rotze lulbosh taliso. It doesn't matter whether you came to shul and you want to now put on your talis. V'kodem levishaso motza hatzitzis psulim. And before you put it on, you realize that tzitzis are pasul. U'mizbayesh leishev b'rabim b'li talis. And you're embarrassed to be sitting in public when everyone's wearing a talis and you're not wearing a talis. The mutter lulavsho b'li bracha. In that case, you would be allowed to put on the talis. That's pasul, without a bracha. Ubeinim roa be'emtzel levishaso shenisgul atzitzis. Or it doesn't matter. The same thing would apply: is if in the middle of wearing the talis, you realize that the tzitzis ripped. Gamkein ain't tzarach la'asiro. So it's both. You don't have to take it off if it became pasul, and if you realize it's pasul before you put it on, you could still put it on, but obviously without a bracha. The ayin ba'achronim she'eskimu. And look in the Achronim where they agree, da'akol talui b'rtzon ha'ish ha'lovish. It's all talui on the ratzon of the person who's wearing it. Imhu mizbayesh yuchal lulbosh b'li bracha. If he's embarrassed, so he can put it on without a bracha, because he's embarrassed. Aval im ein mizbayesh ein kan heter the kavod abrios. Now, this kavod abrios heter is not a blanket heter. If you're embarrassed, so you can put it on without a bracha, because you're embarrassed. For you, it's kavod abrios. Someone else is more chilled out. He doesn't care if he wears a talis or not. He'll explain to everyone that comes by what happened. He just doesn't care. So then he has no heter to put it on. It's only if for you it will be embarrassing and it will be an inyan kavod abrios. If it's not embarrassing to you, it would be forbidden. But again, the Rama said, so in a case where it is embarrassing to you, you can put on the talis without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Yud Gimel, the yuchal lelavsho, you can put it on. V'davka im noda lo hayom. This is davka if you realize the problem with the talis today. Avol im yodami erev Shabbos she'atzitzis psulim. But if you already realized that from before Shabbos that your tzitzis were pasul, also lulavsho b'Shabbos, then it will be also to put it on Shabbos. Tahavile l'sakune mi'esmol, because then you should have fixed it from yesterday. There's no heter. Ach im shachach yesh lahakel. But if you realize that you're going to fix it and then you forgot to fix it, that's considered an ones, and that would be okay to put it on for kavod abrios on Shabbos. Mikoach kavod abrios if katan yodalud. V'davka im ein yochol lahasig b'beis akneses talus she'ula. Another very important point, says in Mishnah Berurah, that which you say that you have a heter to put on this talus because you'll be embarrassed to sit there without a talus when everyone else is wearing a talus is only if there's no extra talus in shul. If there's extra talisim from the shul that you can put one on, so it won't be embarrassing. You have no heter to put on a talus, that's pasul. So therefore, this heter is very limited to a case where you're embarrassed and there's no other eitzah. It's not the weekday that you could fix it. It's not, there's no extra talus on that you could put on, so then you would be allowed, because of kavod abrios, to put on a talus that is pasul and not make a bracha. And then the Rama says, and this is the key point, this whole heter is dafka on Shabbos because you can't make tzitzis on Shabbos. But if it's during the week, it would be usher to put it on even without a bracha. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkaton Tezvav, dafka b'Shabbos, pirish, lefisha b'Shabbos leisa rak isa d'rabanan v'kanal. Because on Shabbos, it's only an issa d'rabban, like we mentioned yesterday. Let me just clarify this point. Now, tzitzis is a mitzvah d'araisa, right? You have a four-cornered garment. The Torah says put the tzitzis on. But we read in the Mishnah Berurah yesterday, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Torah does not say, don't wear a garment without tzitzis. The Torah doesn't say that. The Torah says that when you're wearing a four-cornered garment, put on tzitzis. But if it's Shabbos, and you're wearing a four-corner garment, you can't put on tzitzis. So therefore, it's the Rabbanan who said you shouldn't put on such a garment. The Torah never said you can't put on the garment. The Torah just says put on the garment and put on tzitzis. You can't put on tzitzis. So that would be only an Issa de Rabbanan. So on Shabbos, to be wearing a four-corner garment without tzitzis is only Asam de Rabbanan. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying over here. He's referencing what we mentioned yesterday, Pirish, Lefisha b'Shabbos leisa rak issa de Rabbanan kanal. On Shabbos, wearing this four-corner garment without tzitzis would only be an issa de Rabbanan. And that's why on Shabbos it's okay, because of Kavod HaBrios, it's only the Rabbanan. Kavod HaBrios overrides the Rabbanan. Ava b'chol shehu over al iser Torah, b'chol sha'a dekum v'asebo tzitzis. But if it will be a weekday where you're going against an Israel of the Torah every moment of put on tzitzis on your four-quarter garment, you're not doing it. The Isser Torah afilu rak Isser d'shev v'altaseh kazeh, and an Isser d'oraisa, even if it's only b'shev v'altaseh, you're just not putting on the tzitzis you're supposed to be putting on, but you're going against the Torah because the Torah mandates that you put tzitzis on during the week on your four-quarter garment, right? So that's a shev v'altaseh. A doraisa is not overridden because of Kavod HaBrios. Imlo b'genai gadol, unless it's a very big embarrassment, a very big disgrace. So again, a derabbanan is able to be overridden because of Kavod HaBrios by a regular genai. A doraisa, like during the week when you could put on tzitzis, where it's doraisa to put on the tzitzis, that would be usher to put on the garment, unless it would be a genai gadol. And now it gives us a couple of scenarios. V'lachein, and therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, we're in the first wide line. Aser lilbo shatalis gadol kishiroa she'ein bo tzitzis. It's aser to put on your talis when you realize there are no strings. Deleishe b'li talis svirle l'ramod urak b'chlal g'nai katan. Because the Rama holds sitting in shul without a talis is only a g'nai katan, it's not a g'nai gadol. And therefore it involves a doraisa, which is putting on a four-quarter garment without tzitzis during the week, when you could make tzitzis, that would be usser, because it's not a gnai gadol, and it's a daraisa, and therefore one could not put on his four-cornered garment without tzitzis during the week in shul. V'chein im noda lo b'rishus harabim kishu holech v'talis gadol, and so too if a person realizes as he's walking in the rishus harabim in his talis, shenifsek lo achas mitzitzios, so if he realized one of the corners of the tzitzis got cut off, tzarech gam kein lefashto tekef, he has to take off his talis right away. The bizmanenu pshitas hatalas gadol bashuk hu gamkein rak genai katan. Because nowadays you're walking with your talis in the street, nowadays where it's over our clothing, so taking it off on the street, if you realize that is a problem, is also going to be only a genai katan, and therefore you must take it off. Again, that's in a rishus harabim. Omnom, however, in bebeis hakneses nodolo achar shu kfar lovish batalas. But if you're sitting in shul and you're already wearing your talus, and you find out she'achas mitzitziosa psulim, and you find out that one of the tzitzis are pasul, harbe min achronim mikilin, many of the achronim are lenient, de'ein tzarech lefashto tekef, that you do not have to take it off right away. The svir lehu, they hold the kevan shu berabim beis hakneses, since you're in public and you're in shul, hapshitu genai biyoser. So some achronim want to say that if you're already wearing your talus in shul, and someone points out your tzitzis are pasul, to take it off, that would be a genai gadol. And therefore, even though it's weekday, and there would be daraisa to have tzitzis on, still, you would not have to take it off because of a genai gadol that overrides even a daraisa. What should you do? Rak yimaher leilich lebeso, but you should zoom out of shul and go to your house. O lebayish shalifnei beis haknesses, or to the house closest to the shul, the afshitenu sham, and take it off there. So you got to get it off, but you don't take it off immediately because Kavod HaBrios, the genai gadol, overrides the daraisa. I said that wrong. Here it's only a genai. Right here, no, sorry, I said it right. Here it's a genai gadol, so you would be able to keep it on until you get to the closest house or your house to take it off. Right. The chai adam machmir b'zeh. However, the chai adam is machmir in this case when you're sitting in shul. V'svirle, and he holds that pshitas talis gadol hu rak genai katan. He disagrees. He says taking off your talis in shul, that's not a huge embarrassment. That's a genai katan, and therefore it wouldn't be allowed to be kept on. The belav hochi, because anyway, there up in the other lishol tomer atalos beis haknesses. Many people are taking off their talis in shul. The guy's going to the bathroom. The guy's taking care of something. People take off their talis in shul, and therefore you can't call that a gnai gadol. And therefore, if during the week someone points out your talis is pasul, according to the chayodim, you would have to take off your talis immediately in shul and not wait till you get to the closest house. Afterwards, as the Chavetz Chaim I found in the introduction of the Prima Gadim to Hilchos Tzitzis, She Sover Gamkein Ka Chai Odom. He also holds, like the Chai Odom, that it is not considered a Gnai Gadol, and you would have to take off the talus during the week if someone points out that they're pasul in shul. Al Kain, therefore, Me'anachon Lasos Es Ha'etzah Shekosav B'Sefer Artzos Achayim. Therefore, he says, that since the machlokas, should you take it off, shouldn't you take it off, it's not clear, the best etzah is to follow that which the Artzos Achayim writes, Shiafkirenu. With your talus on, you should make it hefker, be mafkir your talus. The oz potter milasos bo tzitzis. Because if you're mafkir your talus, it's not yours, so it's potter from tzitzis. As we're going to see in the next sermon tomorrow, or in a couple of days, that when the garment is not yours, if it's borrowed or it's someone else's, so you're, at least for the first 30 days, you're potter from putting tzitzis on it. Therefore, if you're mafkir it, and you're wearing hefker tzitzis, so you would not be chai to put tzitzis on, you could continue wearing it. Ukushegi alubeso, yachsor liskospo. Now when you get to your house, you should be acquired again. Now the notes, they point out this is only during the week, because on Shabbos, you shouldn't be mafkir things. Only during the week, you can be mafkir things. But anyway, we're talking during the week. We're talking about here during the week, because on Shabbos, we said it was more lenient. During the week, it's more machmir, and therefore, you have this eitz of the Artzos Achayim to avoid the machlokas aposkim of whether it's a gnai gadol or a gnai katon, so you should be mafkir it, then go home, and then reacquire it. Fine. And the final Mishnah Berurah over here, but there's a very important bir halacha and a note, says as follows. The Ramo said that dafka on Shabbos, you can put on your talus, even though one of the tzitzis are pasul. However, during the week, in such a scenario, it is aser. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Tzitzkatan Tazayin, Ayin b'magen Avram, demasik demashem machmir haramo b'chol, lokoi al mashekoso b'tchilo v'afilu b'talus katon. The Magen Avraham says that's which the Ramah comes out the maskana to be machmir during the week that you can't put it on. It's not going on that which we learned earlier, vafilu b'talas katan. Right? The Ramah started off in the beginning that in response to the Mechaber saying that if you're walking in a karmelis and you have a talus on and you realize it's possible, you don't have to take it off. The Ramah said vafilu talas katan. So here at the end, when the Ramah says this heter is dafka on Shabbos and not during the week, he's not going back on that which he said. Afilu b'talas katan, the b'talas katan in nodolo sh'atzitzis psulin. Because when it comes to b'talas katan, if you find out that your tzitzis are pasul, the yeshlo genai godol lefashto mitachas begodov. There it's a great embarrassment to take off your tzitzis from under your clothing, b'im b'beis haknesses, b'im b'rabim, ain't tzarch lefashto. Even during the week, you would not have to take off your tzitzis because it involves getting undressed, and that would be considered a genai godol. And therefore, even during the week, whether you're in shul or you're on the street, either way, you would not have to take off your talus katan. And in note 22, he just points out what we just said. Bebira dover shenel shel gnai gadol. And the explanation of why taking off your talus katan is a gnai gadol, the Masa Shekel writes, Shekedei lishiras a talus katan, you'd start a kodom lachem lishiras kol begadov yishar orum. You have to take everything off till you get to it, and that would be, you would remain naked. I guess you have undershirt tzitzis, or no undershirt under your tzitzis, and that would be a great embarrassment. Continues the Mishnah Berurah on the next page. So again, ain't tzarch, you don't have to take off the talus katan. The Gnai Gadol docha kavod abrios afilu isa deraisa b'shev v'altasa. Because the Gnai Gadol like this, taking off your talus katan in public, is docha kavod abrios of Gnai Gadol is docha even the isa deraisa of shev v'altasa. However, you should get out of there as soon as possible, go to your house or go to the house closest to the shul and take it off over there. Even if you are being osek in the shul in a dvar mitzvah. Because here you're wearing a four-corner garment during the week without tzitzis, that's an isser daraisa. But on Shabbos, as we mentioned before, you would not have to rush out of the shul to get rid of this garment unless, so long that you are being osik in a mitzvah. Here's a very important halacha. If one sees in his friend that his tzitzis became pasul, or you notice your friend's tzitzis are pasul, lo yomar lo at sheyavu lebeso. Don't point it out to him in shul. Wait till he gets home. Dehainu sheyikreenu lavo lebeso. You should call him right away to his house. Visham yomar lo sheyashitenu. So he should be able to take it off right away. If you tell him in shul, he gets into a problem. So try to get him to go home first. Then point out that tzitzis are not good, and then he'll take them off right away. Od kosav amagen avram dim ein tzitzis ba'ir dino b'chol kamo b'shabbos. A very important point that Magen Avram tells us, that if there are no other tzitzis in the city, the weekday is like Shabbos. The whole reason why we said in Shabbos it gets downgraded to a derabbanan is because you can't fix the tzitzis on Shabbos, but during the week where you can fix it, so there it's daraisa. But if it's during the week and there are no tzitzis in the neighborhood, you can't replace the tzitzis, so then it's just like on Shabbos, you can't fix it, and therefore it would be downgraded to a derabbanan as well, and therefore it would be more lenient. V'hu adin talas the mechuyav rak min derabbanan, and so too, if we're discussing a garment that's only chayav min derabbanan, kigon shu'ula la'acha shloshim yom, like we'll see in the next siman, a baro talas after 30 days where you're chayav min derabbanan, dino b'chol kamo b'shabbos, also during the week you'll be like Shabbos, because again, the iser is downgraded to a derabbanan. Now there's a very important bir halacha that
why isn't there a concept of like partial credit? Because, I mean, it seems to me that wearing partially defective.
No, it's all or nothing. We learned that it's all or nothing. If you don't have four pairs of tzitzis on, it's as if you're wearing nothing. So it's actually, and we also learned that it's worse to have, in terms of Shabbos, many times it's worse to have some of them than to have all of them. So it's not, there's no partial credit when it comes to tzitzis. Let's go to the page before, to page Chafei, to see two bir halachas. Number one is there a mask of a dafka b'Shabbos. So we said that dafka on Shabbos. You said Dafka on Shabbos that we have this kula, but during the week we said, was it on?
It was on
80. Okay, I was like, it's like I'm in the middle of playing basketball. Okay, thank you. The Dafka b'Shabbos says the Bir Halacha, I am the Mishnebura Mashikhasadna b'Shem Chayodim, v'aprimigodim. So look what we just mentioned in the Mishnebura b'Shem Chayodim and the Primigodim. Le'inyonim nifsak achas mitzitziosa b'beisak neses b'chol de'tzorach l'fashto tekef. So we brought down the Chayodim and the Primigodim said that if you're sitting in shul, it's not considered a Gnai Gadol, and therefore you would have to take it off right away during the week, because since it's not a Gnai Gadol and you're able to fix it, so it's Daraisa, and therefore you have to take it off immediately. The ayin b'primigodim b'psichoso. Look in the primigodim is an introduction. Shenestapik shom im nifsak lo rak shnei chutin. Here's an interesting thing that the primigodim brings down that we didn't see in the Mishnah Berurah at all. That if you have two strings that get ripped, ushnei chutin nisharu shleimim im tzaruch lefashto tekef. So the primigodim has a suffix. If you have, again, he's talking about two out of four strings, so it'll be four out of eight, right? If you have two strings that are become pasul and two are still kosher, he has a suffix if you have to remove it right away. L'chor, if two got totally puzzled, L'chor, you have to take it off, everything we've seen, right? Because even, you have to have at least a kedei aniva. He's talking about it's puzzled, totally puzzled, but he has a suffix, if two became totally puzzled, then maybe you could still keep it on. What's the tzad? The shema b'pnei kavod abrio samchinan ahashita shesover delo b'inan raka chutin shebishvil halovan ayin shom. Because of kavod abrios, maybe we should rely on the shita that Tosas brings down in Menachos that holds that when there is no tcheles, you don't need to replace it with lavan. Two strings alone is enough. And therefore, since there is a shita that holds, and nowadays that there's no tcheles, that two strings is enough, so even if two strings become puzzle, which most poskim say ruins the tzitzis, the primogodim has a suffix that if you have a case of kavod abrios, but you have at least one shita to rely on, you have the shita that at least you have two strings, that maybe you can leave it on. V'nireh, says the Chafetz Chaim, im heim psulim rak mitam safik. If they're only pasul mitam safik, yigon shelo chaser lo mikol hashmona chutim rak shnayim v'chiyagavna. In other words, if only two of the eight strings are messed up totally, and you're not sure, maybe these two strings are really the same string, so then he says, for sure, b'vada yesh l'hokil de'ein tzarech l'fasho v'esak neses afilu b'chol. Now, the Prima Gadim has a suffix. If you have two strings that are for sure messed up, then he has a suffix. Maybe you can rely on that shita that says, as long as you have two kosher strings that are white, you're okay. But if you're not even sure that it's puzzle, because normally we said if you have eight strings and you don't know which is the other half of each string, you have no idea what's going on with your eight strings. So if two of them are ripped all the way down, so you have to assume it's puzzle because it might be from the same string. So if that's only a suffix, it might be from the same string, then certainly, b'kavod abrios, you can rely on the shita that it might not be the same string, and therefore you're fine, totally. And even if it is the same string, you have that shita of Tosas to rely on, that possibly two white strings alone is enough, and therefore in that case, for sure, the Chafetz Chaim says, you could leave it on even during the week in shul.
So there is such a concept of half credit.
If you call that half credit, yes. Yes. So
I think that's what he was referring to.
Okay, if you were referring to that case, then you're correct. I thought he was referring to a case where you have four corners with tzitzis and one side gets snipped off. Like you still have three, like it's okay. I thought that's what he was saying. In that case, it's not
okay. It's better than nothing.
Right, so it's not better than nothing. That's what I was saying. It's not three. No, it's three out of four corners. It's not better than nothing. But in this is a scenario where partial credit would work. Right. I thought he was talking about a different case. Right there. One more bir halacha that we'll try to get in. And that is the Ramaska Allah b'chol aser. So the Mishabura said, again, the Ramah said that during the week, we're more machmir because it's Issa Daraisa. Kosa b'sida derachayim b'shem ha'prim gadim. The b'chol im nifsak ha'onof min ha'talas v'beisak neses. V'nishar ha'gadil. So good chazar, what we learned the last few days. If the whole, all the loose strings get cut off, and the gadil, which is the knots and the wrappings, that's all in place. So the Sidur Derechayim writes, "B'shein the Prima Gadim, ain't Sarach Lemayer Leilach Lebeisa." You don't have to run home to your house. Ki Yesh Lismoch Al Rish and Machshir Benisher Kedayaniva Af Menagadil. If you remember the shita we had, according to the Rashi, you needed a Kedayaniva with the loose strings. According to the Ri, we said a Kedayaniva even on a Gadil was enough, and therefore in this case you could rely on the Ri and be Machshir the Kedayaniva even from the Gadil. And immediately when you get home, you should take it off and put new tzitzis on. He says, "L'chora, this is a pella. Because this really is a suffik daraisa. The shema halacha k'rashi, because maybe the halacha is like Rashi, and if the halacha is like Rashi, so then your tzitzis are totally puzzle, and you're keeping on a four-quarter garment during the week where it's daraisa." And that's a suffik daraisa. So how could you say you could rush home and rely on the ri where lefi Rashi you got a problem? So it's a suffik of a daraisa. V'yanti b'pri megadim sham sheber dvarav. So I was ma'ain in the pri megadim myself who explains what he meant. The davka heicha de einim tzorim lo tzitzis klal. That which he said you can keep it on until you rush home is davka scenario where there are no other tzitzis around. The sham hu rak isa derabonon the havi kimo b'shabbos. Like we mentioned in the mishavura, when there are no other tzitzis to fix up the garment, then it's like Shabbos. Just like Shabbos, you can't fix it up. It's only an Issa d'Rabbanan. So too during the week, if there's nothing to replace the tzitzis, it's like an Issa d'Rabbanan. And therefore, that's the scenario where we said you can rely on the Ri, because it's not a Safik d'Araisa, it's only a Safik d'Rabbanan, because there's nowhere else to get tzitzis. You can't fix it, in which case the halacha states that it's only the Rabbanan. Okay, we'll stop here, and in Mitzvah Shem tomorrow, we'll start Simen Yod Aleph.